Hey everyone, welcome to a new podcast that I started called Walking with God. And in this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to just read some books in the Bible and go over them and study them and help better explain them. We're also going to just read verses and go over them as well. Same concept. But I just want to get closer to God and help other people get closer to God as well and just explain the word. This idea was planted in my mind a couple days ago. I was talking to a friend and they were reading the Bible. They don't understand some stuff about it. So that seed got planted in my brain, prayed about it for a couple days, and God laid this on my heart. So I want to go ahead and start this and have fun with it and get closer to God. Everything is for His glory, not my glory. But before we get started, I wanted to start in prayer, and then we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for letting us be able to, do this in a free country, serve you in a free country, worship you in a free country, when we're not prosecuted for it. I just ask you to be with this podcast today, God. Let me have the knowledge and the words to say. I also ask you to forgive me my sins and where I fail you, God. I fail you every single day, and I just ask you to continue to bless me, continue to forgive me, God, continue to let me serve you in the best of my abilities. And I ask you to be with anybody listening to this podcast. If they have any needs whatsoever, physically, mentally, financially, you just bless them in every way possible. And just to continue to be with them throughout their day. We give all glory to you. This is not about me. This is about you. We love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. Okay, so I have two verses I'm going to go over today in Matthew 7. Very, very simple verses. Very, very easy to understand. I'm going to explain some. I'm going to break them down. I'm going to use some other verses in the Bible to help explain them. And that's going to help us out today. Give us a blessing today. So Matthew 7, we're going to go Matthew 7, 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Very simple verses. Very, very easy to understand. Like I was saying, there are two paths, path to heaven, path to hell. Verse 13 is obviously the path to hell. There it says there's broad, big, and there are a lot of people on it. And you're asking me, Rodney, why is there a lot of people on the path to heaven? That, you know, that seems like, wow, that's a lot. You know, there's a lot of people. It doesn't give a number, but it just says broad, which means big, you know, a lot. Well, it starts that obviously we're sinners, right? We're sinners. We need a savior, right? And we're all born sinners. So technically, if you want to be technical about it, when we're born, we're all on the path to hell. We're all on the path to destruction, right? So I'm going to go over to Romans real quick here. Romans 6:23. It's a two-part verse, and I'll read the second part here in a minute. But the first part says, for the wages of sin is death, right? So you go to work. At the end of 2 weeks, you have a wage, a paycheck, a wage for what you did those 2 weeks, right? Same concept with sin. God says there's a wage for that. There's a wage for what you did, and it's death. Now, is that physically or is that spiritually? It's spiritually. Especially death. Spiritual death in a place called hell. So that's if you go back to Matthew 7:13, it's the path. You're on the path to hell, path to destruction. So that's what, you know, we're sinners. We're all sinners. If you go over a couple chapters back in Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? For all have sinned. We're all sinners. That goes back to what I was saying. We're born sinners, obviously. So we're all not good enough to get to heaven. Which means, how do we get to heaven, right? Because at first, in Matthew verse 7:14 says, the path to life is narrow and there's few on it. So how do we get there? Is there only a certain amount of people that can get there? Or what do I do? So if we go over to Romans, we're going to Romans 5. Let me see here. So in Romans 5:8, right? It says, but God commanded his love toward us in that While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Boy, that's big. That's makes you emotional, you know? Like, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. He bared our sins on the cross, right? He sent his son to die for us because he loved us so much. So we're doing that. We're making the transition to verse 14. So look, this is what God commanded his Lord toward us. In that, while we were on the path of destruction, so while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, right? So let's go back over to the second part of Romans 6:23. So the first part says, for the wages of sin is death. I'll explain that to you guys. But the second part, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But the gift of God, it's a gift. So how do we get to verse 13? How do we get on the narrow path? We accept the gift, right? So let's say on Christmas time, for example, on Christmas, I open up my presents. I get this cool, I get a PlayStation 5 or I get a cool hunting rifle or whatever. But my family says, I got you this PlayStation 5, but you have to clean the house, you have to mow the lawn, you have to wash the car. Is that a free gift? No, it's not a free gift because I have to work for it, right? But if they just give me my hunting rifle and say, well, there you go, I love you. It's a free gift. They give me a free gift. I didn't have to purchase it for anything. Somebody else had to purchase it, but I didn't. And that's what God did. God sent his son to purchase your sin. So you don't have to pay for it. All you have to do is accept the gift. And then boom, you're on the path to life. Now how do you accept the gift, right? Romans 10:9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's very simple. Like I was saying at the beginning, very simple. You're on a path to destruction. You're on the path to hell. But the way to get on the path, the narrow path, the path to life, is accepting the gift that God sent to die for you. God sent his son Jesus Christ to be beaten, to be hung on a cross for your sins and my sins. And if we believe in our heart that God did that, and that God rose him up again on the third day, if we believe in our heart, if we have faith in our heart that God sent his son to die on the cross for us, that we're sinners and that we needed a savior, and he did that, then God will take us to heaven when we die. It's very simple, very easy. And you're asking again, well, if it's that easy, why is not a lot of people doing it? Because the root of all sin, the root of most sin is pride. We're prideful people. In our brain, we don't need a savior. In our brain, we're good. We have a good heart. We help people. We love people. We do anything we can for people. In our brain, that makes us good enough. No, we're not good enough. You can have the biggest heart, the biggest bank account. You can give to the most people. You can help the most people. But if you don't believe that Christ died on the cross for you, when you die, you will go to hell. And I don't want that. God doesn't want that. It's very simple. It's very easy to get to heaven. God wants your heart. All you have to do is accept him. Now I'm going to pray a prayer real quick, so it can give you some help on how to ask God. This prayer is not going to save you. What you believe in your heart will save you. So if you pray this prayer and you don't believe it, you won't be saved. You have to believe it in your heart. I can't get you to heaven. Only God can. So if you want to say this prayer after me, go ahead. But I'm telling you, you have to believe it. Dear Heavenly Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell. I don't deserve your blessings. I don't deserve you to save me. But God, I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And I believe you rose him again on the third day. God, I don't want to go to hell. I want to be in heaven with you when I die. God, please come into my heart and save my soul from hell. And take me to heaven when I die. In your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you believed in your heart that God can do that, then he will take you to heaven when you die. See, all sins the same. Murder is the same as lying. Raping is the same as stealing, etc. You can name it. It's all the same. In God's eyes, it's equal. So we need to be saved. So if you prayed that prayer and you believe it, then you will be saved. God will take you to heaven when you die. Because I don't want you to go to hell. Hell is a crazy place full of crazy things. And we'll go over that in future episodes. But I just, you know, it's very simple, very easy. So if you did that, you go from verse 13 in Matthew, or you go from verse 13 to verse 14. You go from the broad path to the narrow path. God can change your life, and he wants to change your life. He's changed my life. I got saved when I was 13 years old. I'm 28 now, and I'm still learning new things. He's still working in my heart. You know, if you want to see loved ones, you know, that are saved, then that's the only reason, that's the only way you can see them. You get saved, you get to see them again. But only God can take you to heaven. So if you prayed that prayer, then you'll be in heaven if you believe it. But I do appreciate you guys for listening in today. If you have a prayer request, you can message me on Facebook. You can also message me here on the Anchor app. Anchor is a podcast app that's free to download. You don't have to pay for it if you want to listen to these episodes. But it's also going to be on like Spotify and stuff. I haven't got that set up yet, but it's going to be there. But if you have a prayer request, you can message me on here or Facebook. If you have, if you're a close personal friend of mine, you can message me on my phone number. But, you know, I love this. This is for God's glory. And then, and like I said, in February, we're going to start Proverbs, and we're going to go through the book of Proverbs, one of my favorite books of the Bible. Tomorrow, I'm going to come back with another verse and just give you a blessing tomorrow as well. But I appreciate you guys for being on this journey with me. We're going to grow together. We're going to walk with God together. We're going to get closer to God together. But we love you guys, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow.